No Man's Land. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To the memory of Lynette Cullen, an angel to us all. Chapter 1. Paul Rogers was waiting for them to come and kill him. For 10 years he had done this. Now he had 24 more hours to go, or to live. Rogers was 6 feet 1 inches tall and tipped the scale at 180 pounds. Hardly any of it was fat. Most people looking only at his chiseled body would be surprised to learn that he was over 50 years old. From the neck down, he looked like an anatomical chart, each muscle hardened and defined as it melded into its neighbor. However, from the neck up, the years were clearly imprinted on his features, and a guess of 50 would actually have been kind. The hair was thick, but mostly gray, and the face, though it had been behind bars and out of the sun for a decade, was roughly weathered, with deep crevices around the eyes and mouth, and furrows whittled across the broad brow. He had an unruly beard that matched the color of his hair. Facial hair wasn't really permitted in here, but he knew that no one had the guts to make him shave it off. He was like a timber rattler without the benefit of a warning sound, likely to bite if you drew too close. The eyes lurking under the tufted eyebrows were perhaps his most distinctive feature, a pale, liquid blue that carried a sense of being both depthless and also empty of life. He sat up straighter when he heard them coming. Still 24 hours to go. This was not a good sign. There were two sets of heels walking in unison. The door slid open, and the pair of guards stood there.
"Okay, Rogers," said the older guard. "Let's go."
Rogers stood and looked at the men, confusion on his features. The guard said,
"I know it was supposed to be tomorrow, but apparently the court clerk put the wrong date on the order, and it was too much trouble to try to change it. So voila, today is your big day."
Rogers moved forward and held out his hands so they could shackle him. The older guard shook his head.
"Your parole was granted, Rogers. You get to walk out as a free man. No more chains."
But as he said this, he clutched the handle of his baton a little more tightly, and a vein throbbed at his temple. The two guards led Rogers down a long hallway. On each side were barred cell doors. The men behind them had been talking, but when Rogers came into view, they abruptly stopped. The prisoners watched mutely as he passed. Then the whispers started up once more. Upon entering a small room, he was given a set of new clothes, shiny lace-up shoes, his ring, his watch, and $300 in cash. $30 for every year he'd been inside. That was the state's magnanimous policy. And, maybe most important, a bus ticket that would take him to the nearest town. He took off his prison jumpsuit and put on new skivvies and the fresh clothes. He had to cinch the belt extra tight around his lean waist to keep the pants up, but the jacket was tight against his wide shoulders. He put on the new shoes. They were a size too small and pinched his long feet. He next put on the watch, set the correct time using the clock on the wall, slipped the cash into his jacket, and forced the ring over a knotty knuckle. He was led to the front entrance of the prison and handed a packet of materials outlining his duties and responsibilities as a parolee. These included regular meetings with his parole officer and tight restrictions on his movements and associations with other people for the duration of his parole. He couldn't leave the area and couldn't knowingly go within 100 feet of someone with a criminal record. He couldn't do drugs, and he couldn't own or carry a weapon. The hydraulic rams came to life and the metal door opened, revealing the outside world to Rogers for the first time in a decade. He stepped across the threshold as the older guard said,
"Good luck, and don't let me see you back here."
Then the rams were engaged once more and the massive door shut behind him, with the whisper of fluid-charged machinery coming to rest. The older guard shook his head while the younger one stared at the back of the door.
"If I had to bet, he'll be back in prison before long," said the older guard.
"Why's that?"
"Paul Rogers has spoken maybe 5 words since he's been in this place, but the look on his face sometimes." The guard shivered. "We've got some unholy badasses in here, as you know, but nobody gave me the creep.